This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A study published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds healthier school lunches are helping to reduce obesity in kids, especially kids who receive free or reduced price lunches. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The study focused on states whose nutrition standards for school lunch programs were stricter than what the USDA mandated. It turns out that those states showed lower rates of obesity among low-income kids who relied on the school lunch program. Daniel Tabor was the lead author of the study.
So that basically provided stronger evidence that when you provide healthier school meals, that it is associated with lower obesity risk.
The study also found that kids who ate the reduced-calorie lunches did not compensate by purchasing unhealthy foods outside the lunchroom. The issue of what foods we should recommend for healthy school lunches is pretty clear-cut, according to Dr. Sharon Akabas, director of the Institute of Human Nutrition at Columbia University.
When we soften the regulations, usually they've been industry-driven and not in the interest of children's or the nation's health.
The food industry opposed the new standards, arguing that they did not provide enough calories in school lunches. Opponents also pointed to the estimated $3.2 billion cost of implementing the new regulation. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.